The following program has been brought to you by Rolling Press, a family-run, eco-friendly printing company. For more information, visit rollingpress.com. You're listening to heritageradionetwork.org, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station. We're millions strong, with folks tuning in from over 200 countries. We are education. We are entertainment. We are the future of food. May is our membership drive. Become a member and support us while receiving e-newsletters, advanced invites, special discounts, and a membership card. We need your support. Visit our website and click the donate button to become a member today. Thank you for believing in us, and enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, Heritage Radio listeners. This is Phil Colicchio. It's 5 o'clock on Wednesday, and if it's 5 o'clock on Wednesday, you're listening to The Business of the Business, the show that explores the business side of the restaurant and hospitality industries, each Wednesday, 5 p.m. here on the Heritage Radio Network. If you miss this broadcast, and every once in a while someone misses a broadcast, it's rare, but it happens, when they do, they can go to the archive on the Heritage Radio Network, go to the click for the Business of the Business, or you can download us as an app on iTunes. We're going to get down to business right now. I'm excited today. I've got a hospitality geek with me, and This is a guy that's a real inspiration. Before I introduce you to him, though, I want to make a statement, and I want to riff off that statement. I like baseball. I grew up with baseball. Baseball is a lot different now in terms of managing a team than it was even 20 years ago. A really wise man once told me, "You cannot manage what you cannot measure." Well, like baseball, hospitality is about anticipation. It's about anticipating needs. And then it's about exceeding the delivery on those needs. But if you don't know the propensities of your guest, just like if you don't know whether or not Johnny Damon hits better against left-handers or right-handers, well, you can't anticipate anything. And then it becomes guesswork. And guesswork is hospitality speak for laziness. Guesswork doesn't make you money. Guesswork loses you money. Today I'm speaking with the man who 13 years ago took the guesswork out of the restaurant industry. Damian McGavro created Avero Systems, a software system that allows restaurateurs to feed raw data, sales data, into the Avero network. And in return, that restaurateur receives actionable insights, objective information that allows for a greater service education for the servers and allows for a better guest experience for the guest. I'm thrilled to have Damian with me today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Phil.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Because you're in Brooklyn.
Not only am I in Brooklyn, but I'm drinking Burgundy and having pizza, two of my most favorite things.
The business of the business is some serious business. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely. Are all radio shows this fun?
No, they're not. No, they're not. But we're all moving in that direction. I'm excited to have you here today because your company is unveiling a brand new piece of technology today. Tell us about it.
Today's an exciting day for Avero. We are launching Avero Mobile, and it enables our clients, users, from chefs to sommeliers to owners to frontline managers, the ability to get the Avero experience delivered to their iPad, to their iPhone wherever they are.
I have to tell you, listeners, I was privileged to watch Damien walk me through it. It's so simple. It's so easy to use. It's so incredibly information-packed, yet in a very comfortable, non-overwhelming sense. During the second part of the show, we're going to get more into more depth with the actual app. But before we do, I think we need to lead up to that. I mean, 13 years ago, there was no such thing as an app. there was a guy from the Philadelphia area, a LaSalle explorer, who kind of fell in love with the hospitality industry. How did that happen? I mean, a guy from the Cherry Hill area, you know, this is...
Yeah, from Haddonfield, New Jersey, and my first hospitality job when I was 16 years old was a busboy at the Hyatt Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And the general manager came over to me one day and said, hey, look, if you like this business, you only need to do one thing if you're going to be successful in this business. And I was like, okay, well, what's that? All you need to do is exceed guest expectations.
The golden ticket.
It really is. And every, year, as you become older, it's harder to do. Well, it sounds so simple, though.
Well, and it's harder to do. And as we talked about in your introduction, it must have frustrated a guy like you, a numbers guy. I mean, you clearly have a facility with numbers and with analytics. It must have frustrated you, even as a 16-year-old, to see much of the goal being accomplished through guesswork and subjective analysis. Is that accurate?
It is. Yeah. Although when I was 16, wasn't exactly thinking about analytics, to be
honest
with you.
Fair enough. All right, fair enough. And good-looking girls also work.
Absolutely.
Good-looking girls also work in the hospitality industry. That's one of the reasons that I have stayed involved in. But 16-year-old Damien McGavro wound up at LaSalle University and did something not a lot of Philadelphians do. He wound up on Wall Street pretty quickly. Tell me about how you moved from Wall Street into the hospitality business. Some
Sure.
people think that's a step backwards.
I've fell in love.
I mean, not ethically.
Yeah. No, look, I fell in love with the hospitality business as a teenager, but also have another love, which is deal making and entrepreneurship. And I thought, what better way to do that? My first job out of college was as an investment banker, at Dillon Reed, this small private investment bank. That was just a phenomenal training ground, was able to do $2.5 billion worth of deals at a very young age. But let me tell you, do you know what the most fun part of the job was?
Tell me.
Organizing all those great closing dinners.
Nice.
And having just unbelievable meals and great wine to go along with it.
Well, luckily, Wall Street is in a town called New York City. New York City seems to have a few restaurants and a few interesting wine bars. I guess Wall Street couldn't hold you.
No.
What changed your path?
The thing about it is, Wall Street was great, except it just wasn't fulfilling enough for me personally, because all you did was you financed other people's goals and companies. And I wanted to be on the other side of it and really be more of an entrepreneur and get back into hospitality.
So how did you convinced somebody to hire you as a CFO of a restaurant group?
Well, after doing the investment banking, job, I went to Harvard Business School and...
Hartford?
Yeah.
Hartford? It's Hartford has a business school?
Close to Boston. Just had a two great years there.
That's wonderful.
And it was a lot of fun. And
were you able to feed your hospitality Jones during that period of time?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
And what stayed in your head while you were there saying, I'm going to use this experience to transform the hospitality industry?
Yeah, at HBS you have the great opportunity to be around a lot of smart people, and you have an opportunity to think globally, and you're able to do really follow your passion. As my passion was hospitality, and was able to connect with a lot of the professors there that focused on hospitality. And it was just a great springboard for me to do something more entrepreneurial.
Again, fascinating subject matter. Damian McGavro is with me on the Business of the Business here on the Heritage Radio Network. This guy is the business of the business. I'm so excited to have him. I'm sort of tripping over myself because I'm dying to get to the app, but I really want to build it back. You came out of Harvard Business School, and you said, all right, I think like a wise person. Sounds like you said, I've got to get my hands dirty. If I don't go get my hands dirty, I can't be taken seriously here. I'm going to be, thought of as some effete ivory tower guy. What did you do?
I was able to get back to New York City. I just love New York City. It is the restaurant capital of the world. And it was something that, really excited me to get back to New York, mm-hmm. and ended up being a CFO of a small restaurant group. And it was there that took my love and knowledge for food and wine to a whole another level. And
yeah, but the CFO, I mean, that's a business side.
It is.
Love of food and wine doesn't pay the rent.
It's funny because it's you've got my background from Wall Street, and, graduate of HBS, and you have the culinary arts, and it was like a collision. Because many times they don't go together. Finance and the culinary arts, and
they have to marry, not just coexist. They have to marry. So what did you see that you thought you might be able to improve on quickly?
The thing about that experience was so invaluable for me is I brought my business experience to restaurants, and I would ask very simple questions to my chefs, to my managers, on the basics of the business that make up the profitability of a restaurant, like who are your top and bottom servers? I'm not talking computer servers, I'm talking waiters and waitresses.
Right.
Why did your food costs go up? Why did your labor costs go up? And I would ask all these questions, and do you know what, Phil? They gave me blank stares and wrong answers.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
again, as someone who comes at this a lot of times from representing the money that goes into restaurants, and to hear that story even from 13 or 14 years ago makes me cringe, because I believe a respect must be paid to the people who put the risk capital up, and this is risk capital unlike other risk capital, and that's why this fascination I have with how you manage these key elements is so exciting to me. So you got these blank stares, you got these wrong answers.
And it was one step worse than that, because they would spend half their time in the back office doing administrative BS that no chef, no sommelier, no GM wants. In fact, it really spent way too much time there as opposed to the floor of the restaurant or in the kitchen where, quite frankly, that's where we all want to be.
And you sell the stuff, right? You make the stuff that gets sold, or you serve the stuff that gets sold. So how did you transform that blank stare into a tool that could be used by chefs, sommeliers, general managers, owners? How did you do that? Again, 13 years ago, it seems like a huge advance. Then today, it seems like, okay, that's normal. We should be able to manage that.
Right.
But tell me went through your head I got to do this.
At first, I said, well, is it just my restaurant group or is it the industry? Yeah. Maybe I'm on Candid Camera or something.
Right.
And it turned out it was both. And so the industry really didn't have a simple-to-use tool to help them make fast, smart business decisions. And they really didn't have the information they needed. And that is the opportunity that I saw. And it was something that I wanted to change the industry. Mm-hmm. So I created Avero.
Objective information that allows you to make critical decisions in real time. Again, sounds so simple, sounds so normal now. Did you have to break an arm to get somebody to try it? Did you have to go out and find a programmer? and sit them down and say, look, I'm going to feed you and I'm going to liquor you up until you get this right? How did you do it? Because I know that you're not the tech guy.
No, I'm not.
Right. How did you find that guy?
You know what? It's funny that you say that. What I did was I recruited three restaurateurs and three techies. Hired a sommelier, a chef, a restaurant manager, and three techies. First day of Averro, the techie said to me, what are these restaurant guys doing here? It's like, I thought we were building a technology company. And the restaurateur said, who brought the geeks? And they were just looking at each other. And I said to, the techies, hey, techies, you know what? These restaurateurs know the business inside and out. And they have to scope it out. And they have to make sure the user experience is solving real problems.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, so you can't build anything without their approval. Oh, and by the way, restaurateurs, if we're going to help this industry, we need a scalable solution. And I don't think you know anything about databases and programming.
Bingo.
And so I said, welcome to Averro. And that culture today exists, you know, a decade later.
Damian McGavro, bridge builder. That's what I see. We're going to take a little break here at the Business of the Business on the Heritage Radio Network. We're going to come back with Damian McGavro. We're going to talk about Averro Systems and the new Averro mobile app. And I think we're going to drink a little more of this white burgundy.
Sounds good.
Today's program has been brought to you by Rolling Press. Rolling Press is a family-run commercial offset print house that brings together environmentally friendly methods, ethical practices, and personalized service. Founded in 1998 by Eugene Lee and his father, Cam Lee, Rolling Press represents the harmony of traditional craftsmanship and green technology. Rolling Press prints using soy and vegetable inks, uses a variety of certified and recycled papers, and they incorporate a chemical-free production process. For more information, visit rollingpress.com.
You know HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a member-supported nonprofit organization. If you like what you're listening to, go to our website and click that donate button. Become a member and get special discounts, invites, VIP treatment, t-shirts, and more. Support us in our mission to bring you the freshest food content in the nation.
And we're back here on the Business of the Business on the Heritage Radio Network. And I was just given a news bulletin. It is my understanding that everyone within earshot is not a member of the Heritage Radio Network. And I've asked the executive director, Aaron Fairbanks, to come in today just to say hello to us, to do a little interaction with Damian and I, but also because she brought a gift. She brought Damian a pizza, thanking him for becoming the first new member, the first May member, of the Heritage Radio Network. All of you can be members, too, by going to the website, www.heritageradionetwork.org. For a mere $60, you can help advance the cause of food and intelligent discussion about the food and hospitality industry. Aaron, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Phil. It's great to be here.
Isn't it great to have this guy here, a true game changer who's never flipped a burger?
I'm excited to see that app.
I am, too. Well, when we left off, Damien talked about how he brought together the hospitality professionals, a chef, a general manager, and a sommelier, and three programmers, tech guys, to put together what became the Avero Systems program. 13 years, I'm a dad. There's a big difference between when my kid was born and when my kid was 13. A huge difference, as a matter of fact. Not all of those years were easy and simple and joyous. Before we get into the app, Damien, were there any challenges in the middle of this that made you think, man, I don't know if this is really ever gonna get me there?
Yeah, there's a few, times economic challenges, in New York. That we had, whether it's 9/11,
the financial meltdown. That.
I mean, there was a few challenges, and the way, Avero, we had to be a partner essentially to our restaurants because our clients were going through some tough times, with that volatility, in the markets. And I think it's really important to, help your clients to show a return on investment.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that makes Avero special is that we are a partner to our clients and really help them make a return on investment. That's critical, for them.
Staying power is frankly critical. You don't need a friend when everything is good. You need a friend who's going to be there with you when things are tough. And I don't mean that in the namby-pamby sort of way. I mean that in the business colleague way. I mean, you've made a big dent in this business. Even though you told me that still the hospitality business is so huge, you've barely got 10% of the market.
It's
right
enormous,
now,
yeah.
Right? But yep. I mean, 10% of a 10% of a 50-pound watermelon is a pretty big chunk of watermelon.
Yeah, we've Avero's been growing, and we one of the things that how we've evolved over that time is that we really focused on the first generation is how do you get information back to, our clients in a way that they can make good business decisions. And as we've evolved, we're much more solution oriented. And so, for example, how do you solve specific problems? Like,
yeah.
How do I help, my, server productivity, for example.
All right. So I'm a geek about a couple of these things. All right. And I want you to use the app today to show me how I can really help my own clients, right? And Erin has been in the industry. She certainly understands it. The people who are listening to this program probably aren't listening by accident. They understand some of the basics as well. But I'm a freak about two things. I'm a freak about sales, and I'm a freak about labor costs, because whenever I see clients in trouble, inevitably we go to their labor costs, and they're not managing their labor costs well. Usually because they just don't have a grip on the facts, when they need them, when they need to call people in, when they need to send people home, overtime, time when people don't show, just not a good grip on it. How does Avero, and specifically, take me through it with the app, how's that going to help my client who's got a 6,000 square foot restaurant that does $5 million in revenue a year, and yet it's only showing like 4 or 5% to the bottom line?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that that I like to say, because I'm a baseball person like yourself, grew up collecting baseball cards.
But you rooted for the wrong team.
Well, look,
We'll leave that aside. We'll leave that aside.
We'll talk about that after the show, after we finish this bottle of Burgundy.
Fair enough.
The one, I'm not sure, if you've seen the movie Moneyball.
I have. Billy Beane.
Yeah, Billy Beane, played by Brad Pitt. And I just love one of the opening scenes is they've got a bunch of old-time baseball scouts recruiting potential players. And the one, manager, scout says, I just love this recruit. He's got a nice swing. And you can hear the pop, you know, when the, he hits the ball out of the park and the crowds go wild. But then the other guy says, yeah, you know what the problem is? He's got an ugly girlfriend. And an ugly girlfriend doesn't, you know, breed confidence. If you don't have confidence, well, you know what? The fans are going to come. And they've had this preposterous dialogue about how they evaluate baseball players. And when in fact, you know, the whole premise of the movie is that if you've on base percentage,
it's about OBP, man.
If you get on base,
that's right.
You know, you get on base, you score runs, you score runs, you wins, it wins.
If you have more runs than the other team, you win.
And so people in baseball were evaluating players the wrong way.
Exactly.
And that's what this movie's all about. And I see a lot of parallels in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
And so the conversation goes like this. Oh, I love this server. Do you see the way they do that side work? Look at the way the salt and pepper shakers are. Oh, this person just came in early. Oh, isn't that great? And look at the, how the uniform is done. It's like the exact same thing, except the person has never sold the special. And the person has not sold a bottle of wine.
Right. Doesn't know enough about the wine to sell it. I'll be selfish here. To give the guest the proper experience.
The guest experience that the restaurant was designed to be. So let's take a look at the app.
Let's do it.
So how does the app help? So Aaron and Phil, so we're basically just looking at, we just went into the App Store, downloaded the Avero app, which is free for Avero clients.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a pretty good price.
Yeah, for Avero clients, it's free. And we are on, we're looking at service. So now we're able to see the top and bottom servers, and we're able to choose any date range. So we're just going to choose.
Now, when you say top and bottom, you mean most successful, most productive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're looking at average check. We can also look at it by tip percentage, turn time. And what you're seeing is that there's quite a range in this particular restaurant. And you're able to go in.
And you're talking about the range between the top server,
and bottom.
Right, the best server, the one who's creating a good experience for the guest and creating a nice size check average, and the server who maybe is not yet as confident, maybe doesn't have that sweet swing down yet.
Precisely.
Okay.
And so I can pull up the scorecard, as you can see, Aaron.
Yep.
And you can see the strengths and weaknesses of the server.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a manager, I can basically say, okay, you're low on beverage, you know, you're low on wine. And so we've had clients that use our software product. The app will make it that much easier, and you know, figure out, well, this person's selling 95% less wine than their peers. So it turns out with that insight, you're able to go and provide targeted training to that server.
Yeah. It seems like an incredible education tool, and it's one that takes the subjectivity out of it. And I find often, and you've been in this business forever, right? Isn't always the concern someone is being shown favoritism or not being disciplined or encouraged in the same way as others, right?
Sure. Well, that's what I was going to say. It seems like a great management tool to have in your pocket, because essentially you can separate things from the personal and look very objectively at the performance. And it's just one of many management tools that you might want to employ when you're looking to improve, you know, employee performance or drive more things to the bottom line.
Right.
Whatever your values are.
And a manager can use this. Now, this is not the single and only manner to manage human beings. But the more information you have, I believe we talked about earlier. You can't manage what you can't measure. What about labor? How does that help me managing my labor costs?
Oh, by the way, on the revenue side, before we get to labor, it turned out that one particular server was uncomfortable opening up a bottle of wine. So it was merely that insight led the manager to just train on how to open a bottle of wine. And wine sales went right up.
Or it changed the industry into screw tops.
You heard it here on the Hooded Radio Network.
Avero is what changed the wine industry. Moved it into the screw top.
That's fun.
All right. I'm a bugaboo. Give me labor. Give me something. How can I control my labor costs? The most crazy fluctuating. It's human beings.
It's a big one.
Crazy things. Can't control them.
It's the single biggest expense in the restaurant. And it's really important to have a tool to help you manage that labor in terms of, well, how do I know what my scheduling should be? And so what Avero does is it lets you know what type of productivity measures you have by job class. So, this is the productivity, on a busy Saturday night, how many bartenders you should have, or right. how many servers you should have, or cooks. And then you can basically see, are you incurring overtime or not? And the app makes it very simple because it's in red. And so it makes it easier to really see and pinpoint where your areas of opportunity are. The other thing that it does is once you have a labor schedule, our clients term it milking the clock. And so maybe they'll clock in earlier than they should, or they clocked in later. Well, all that, those actions add up
right.
to overtime and to not hitting your labor costs. That's another.
And we're talking again, and we're talking about a tool here that management can use. We're talking about a tool here that actual labor can use. This should be available to everyone in the restaurant who's in the productivity component. It also throws me into this mode of saying, my goodness, I think that the next time that someone comes to me and says, I've been asked to put $1 million into a restaurant, for me to say to them, well, before you do, maybe you should, part of the contract should say that the company has to have the Avero system and that you need to have access to it.
It's funny, that's actually happening now.
I'm not surprised at all. Well, I'm ahead of the curve.
You are, Phil.
I'm not surprised by that.
Right. Many people know that, but I'm not married to them. So I need people like you to confirm it. We have a little bit of time left, and I want to talk about one quick thing. The Avero system doesn't do everything. Doesn't comb your hair. Right. It doesn't actually feed the guest. Right. It doesn't actually feed
the guest.
That's right. There are some intangibles. And intangibles is that great word that the baseball people use. That guy's got a great, he's got all the intangibles. He's a leader or whatever like that. Certainly, the empirical evidence that you can divine from the Avero system can help you identify leaders. There's no question about that. The intangibles, though, we're getting close to being able to evaluate some of them, right?
We are.
Tell me about what the next phase is, because I think it's a very exciting phase. And then I'm going to make sure that we book another time to come back and finish this darn interview, because we're not half done.
So you're right. There are intangibles. I mean, it's a hospitality industry. It's a people business. But I still believe that you can't manage what you can't measure. And so one of the things that we're doing with server productivity, in fact, we're piloting it with a few clients, is that we are really helping to collect the information from customer surveys into the baseball card. So instead of the baseball card just having average check, we see in the future looking at intangibles like friendliness and menu knowledge and helpfulness and all the things that are so critical to have a great guest experience.
See, that's pretty. That's incredibly interesting to a guy like me. It's also cool, and it also takes one of the great things. I've been fortunate, and I'm sure you have too. And Aaron, we get invited occasionally to friends and family dinners, openings of restaurants, and usually the only thing that's asked of you is to provide a critical feedback. And often you're prompted by a number of questions. And I always thought, God, why are they only asking me this tonight? Why not? Why aren't they asking me this every time I come in? And there are some of my restaurant clients who ask me to give them details about my experience when I come in. But I feel bad doing that, feeling like every time I go in, I'm giving a test. I'm a regular guy. I want to just go out and have a pizza and a glass of wine. But without that feedback by the ultimate decision maker, right, which is the guest, the patron, you're back in guesswork land. You're back in lazy land. And it sounds like what you're doing at Avero, and it sounds like the reason for your being is to create this platform for people to get critical information, to use it, to bring profitability to the industry, to bring great experiences to the guests, and to educate the people who continue to make their living in this industry. It's been great having you here today. Damian McGavro of Avero Systems. Please give the website.
It's www.averoinc.com, and on the App Store, just type in Avero.
It's a very, very exciting business that you're in. All you restaurateurs, if you don't have Avero, you should get it. All you restaurant investors, you should make sure when you're negotiating your deals that the restaurant you're going to invest in has it. And more importantly, I should hang out with this guy more because he brings incredible wine with him wherever he goes. Damian McGavro, thanks. Aaron, thanks for coming in. Join the station. Be a member. Lots of benefits. Beyond T-shirts. That's right.
Phil, thanks
Our
for having
member.
Me.
Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you
Cheers.
So much.
Let's
Cheers.
Get into it. Cheers. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.